Please stand by. Good day, and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Conference Series. The topic for today is leveraging SMZ. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Meehan. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Stephanie. And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Americas Pipeline Building Call. Our topic this morning is leveraging SMCZ in a selling scenario where customers want to consolidate mission-critical workloads. My name is John Meehan, and I'm the Americas sales leader for Tivoli on System Z. The calendar invite that you should have received for this call contains a direct link to the presentation material that we'll be referencing. However, for some reason you did not receive that invite or don't have it handy, if you simply go to Extreme Leverage and go to the Performance Automation or System Z tab, the first presentation there with today's date, you'll have a link to be able to download the presentation material. This year, we're going to change our approach as it relates to pipeline building for the System Z products in the Tivoli portfolio. As you may know, there are over 55 Tivoli products that run on ZOS, and now there are several others that run on Linux on Z. So rather than focus prospecting activities on a particular product or product group as we've done in the past, we're going to design our prospecting activities around business and IT projects or initiatives which would lead to buying scenarios for Tivoli software. We'll start out by understanding first what the project is and what business value would drive it. We'll review, you know, what the typical challenges are that customers face in implementing those projects, and then we'll move into the various solution bundles that IBM offers and what makes our solution unique in the marketplace. And then last, as the last phase in our prospecting activities, is where we actually get to product specifics, and that's where you as a seller of multiple Tivoli products, multiple pillar, whether you're an ESR, an automation rep, general business rep, or if you are a Tivoli Z specialist, whatever, when we get to the product-specific part of the prospecting is where you can call upon the product subject matter expert that can assist you in a competitive sale. But it's tied with real business value, and it's tied to a specific initiative going on that's most likely going on in your account, which you've identified, and you've identified the power sponsors for that project. IBM has a very large and loyal customer base of System Z customers across multiple industries. As an example, all of the top 50 worldwide banks have a System Z platform. 22 out of the top 25 U.S. retailers run with System Z. And I could go on with examples in public sector and manufacturing and whatever. But the net of it is that systems, we have a very loyal customer base, and we recognize that we have an advantage in the marketplace with System Z and with customers that have made this investment in IBM technology. In order to further leverage that, IBM has made significant investments in engineering of the System Z hardware as well as a five-year, $100 million investment to enable programmers to more easily program and administer mainframe systems. The objective was for System Z to be one of several platforms in the design of a service-oriented architecture and to allow our System Z customers to take advantage of what they've come to love about the System Z platform, the resiliency, the scalability, the security, things that are that have existed on the System Z platform for years, and we want customers to be able to continue to exploit those advantages. SMCZ is our vision that leverages the benefits of SMCZ as the cornerstone for enterprise IT management. So what that means to you as a seller of Tivoli software is that you have a competitive advantage against BMC, CA, and HP when you leverage our strategy for service management and when you position it properly. This morning, we will cover SMCZ as it relates to one of the key projects that Gartner and other industry analysts are telling us that customers are investing in, and that is server consolidation. I've called upon a sales subject matter expert on Linux on Z to help us get started with the first phase in the prospecting, which is identifying server consolidation projects in your accounts, who those people are that are leading those projects, and how you can approach them to begin the sales process to be able to present our solution most effectively. A 20-year veteran of IBM, Louis Hanna has been part of the SystemZ SMPO organization since 1996. And while his specialty is SystemZ storage, Louis had a lot of experience in dealing with customers on how to best exploit their investment in SystemZ. So at this point, let me hand things over to Louis.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking some time out. This is going to be a slightly different presentation for me. For any of you that are familiar with me, I'm usually a product guy, and I'm going to step back a little bit. I'm going to try to avoid calling out specific products and specific value statements for specific products so that we can get a better understanding and view of the bigger picture here. The two key elements I'm going to focus on are consolidation. Why are our customers looking at consolidation? And why we think SystemZ is the premier platform for consolidation, and also SMCZ. What is SMCZ all about, and how is it that we can integrate that vision into a customer that's looking at consolidation and playing that card to help their IT environment? If you take a look at slide two, straight agenda, you've probably seen agendas like this before. We'll start off with a quick call to action. What are the focus points for this call? I'll try to give you an overview of what SMCZ is, or at least what it means to me. We'll talk about some of the customer challenges that are out there. What are some of the motivations that are driving consolidation? Why is this a key buying occasion that our customers find themselves in? We'll take a closer look at how our vision can benefit that buying occasion. We'll take a look at our value proposition, talk about our target customers, objection handling, that's actually a good thing, and then who to contact, where you can go for assistance. If we take a look at slide three, call to action, three key things here I want you to think about. First, learn to recognize consolidation as a buying occasion. What are some of the things, the sweet spots that the customer, the behavior that they'll start exhibiting, things that you'll see? They're going to be cost conscious. They're looking at their IT environment, and they're trying to find ways of making it more efficient. They want to reduce costs. There are a number of ways they can look at reducing costs. They can go after the infrastructure, the cost of the hardware, the cost of the software. As you'll see in some of these future slides here, the management of their infrastructure is actually a very key cost component, and that's one of the areas they're going to be focused on. Space is actually a big issue now for a lot of our customers. They've been adding servers and adding stacks and adding cabling and adding coolers and adding all these things as their environments have been growing. And they're literally running out of room. So they're looking for better ways of storing their IT assets. In order to save space, they need smaller footprints, and we'll show you how SystemZ plays into that. And scalability. Our customers are always looking to be flexible. They have to respond quickly to changing markets. And being a scalable solution is always integral into any buying a decision that they make here. The next thing I want you to be thinking about is leveraging SMCZ, Systems Management Console for Z, and how it can tie into this buying behavior. Because if you can relate what I would consider a software vision with a hardware vision or both of these visions together, then you can get into a pretty productive conversation with your customer in terms of ideas for leveraging or how they could leverage their new IT footprint. You can choose to break SMCZ up into any number of ways, but I like to look at it as management-type solutions. How am I going to control my infrastructure? Security and solutions, how am I going to manage my infrastructure in terms of who gets access to what and how do we limit and control these things, auditability, things like that. And then application management, how am I going to deploy software solutions and my applications across this new infrastructure and ensure that it's a viable implementation. And then finally, make money. That's the big thing here. If we can link our SMC Z vision to the customer's buying occasion, then you should be able to produce a tremendous amount of pipeline in terms of the various middleware components that we can enhance this new structure with, as well as just completely new software opportunities on Z itself. Even if consolidation is happening outside of ZOS, we can still leverage this tremendously. So we'll take a look at slide four. This is SMCZ according to Louis. What is SMCZ or what isn't it? It's not a product. I'm not going to give you a PID and say this is SMCZ. It's more a vision. It's a competitive advantage. Something to consider is that IBM has the best solution set that involves System Z. And if you can integrate a vision into your customer's mind that involves System Z, then you're going to have a competitive advantage that no one else out there can get near. It also introduces a very, very strong barrier to entry for our ISVs. Again, because of our dominance on System Z and the flexibility that we exploit not only on ZOS but on Z Linux, another operating system that runs on Z, you're going to introduce significant barriers for the competition as well as enhancing your own competitive advantage. SMCZ itself, it's a vision. It's a vision that leverages Z as a cornerstone for enterprise IT management. Most of you that are out there, if you think about all of the different products that we have running on System Z, and you expand that vision to understand how those products reach out and hit other operating environments like Z Linux and the whole enterprise itself, you can start to get a sense of how you can articulate SMCZ and that vision to your customers. The whole idea is to manage the IT infrastructure as one, to stop thinking about it as piecemeal components, and to have System Z as a cornerstone of that overall management. I tend to break up SMCZ into a couple different areas. The IBM, the official presentation, I have one slide that talks to it, breaks it up as visibility of the environment, control of the environment, and automation of the environment. So if we take a look at slide five, and I'm not sure, some of you are looking at it as slide in a presentation format. There's a little animation here. You might need to hit enter twice to get to the final image. If you're looking at it just in PowerPoint natively, you'll go straight to it. But this is IBM's definition of SMCZ, and it's a comprehensive vision backed by all of our solutions and products to enable these capabilities for our customers so that they can deliver high qualities of service through the visibility of their environment, the control of their environment, and the automation of their environment. We break our product sets up into a variety of groups, and you can see how they span across all of these different elements of best practices and methodologies that our customers need to be using. So again, SMCZ isn't a single product, but if you look at these different boxes and you think about the product that you support and the ones that you're familiar with and comfortable with, you can see how they plug into this overall vision, and that's how you need to start thinking about SMCZ and leveraging the idea of using System Z as a cornerstone in their overall management. If we take a look at slide six, we're going to talk a little bit about the behavior that we're talking about here, this buying occasion. And you may have actually seen a slide like this. I've used it in a number of different presentations, but these are real numbers that our customers are looking at. On the upper left-hand corner, that pie is a very telling indicator of where their costs are going. If you take a look at their hardware costs versus their service costs versus their labor costs and their software costs, you can see that labor is a huge percentage of their IT budget. They need to have solutions that allow them to monitor their environments without significantly increasing or driving their labor force. They need more automation. They need more comprehensive tools that can span platforms. The reason they need to span these platforms is because the applications that our customers are running, they don't just run in one place anymore. You've got pieces with front-end gateways on one kind of platform and back-end databases on another platform, and you have integrating solutions that combine the front-end and the back-end. So to be able to manage these things, they need tools that are as sophisticated as the applications they're running. They're driving tremendous amounts of disk space, you know, physical, again, assets, you know, the amount of space that they need to store this data, as well as to understand information from their marketing. They need better mining tools and to understand their customer sets better. So there's lots of challenges that our customers are facing. And all of this ties into one of their IT buying visions, which is consolidation, and how can they benefit from consolidation. So if we take a look at the next slide here, and let's see, on slide 7, what we have here are some real numbers that customers can consider when they're trying to identify what the best consolidation platform is. I'm a ZBigot. I'm proud of it. And on the right-hand side of this, of the top of this screen, you're looking at one IBM Z10 processor currently configured with 26 cores, 26 different CPUs, each an IFL, and it can run ZVM, and then within these 26 cores, you can run Z-Linux. On the left-hand side of the green arrow is an equivalent capacity distributed configuration. You're talking about x86-type servers. You're looking at 304 cores using their own virtualization components, and we've got some examples here. If you compare these two hardware structures and you look at the table below, you can see some of the key points that you can point out about why System Z is better. Consider mean time between failure. For System Z, and this is historical data, this is just isn't stuff we're guessing at here, you're talking about measured in decades, not months. And this speaks to the hardware. You know, there's software solutions as well that leverage this capability, but we're talking about hardware right now. The redundancy that we build into our System Z processors is just completely unmatched by anything else out there in the market. Consider network costs for networking equipment. System Z can leverage a tremendous amount of what we call virtual networks, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, but you're actually going to eliminate a huge amount of the cabling that they need just to make these different computers or IFLs or different servers talk to each other. Space, significant reduction in space, energy, the administration costs. We've repeatedly documented how System Z can be efficiently managed with a significant smaller number of people, and this directly ties to that first pie chart that we looked at in terms of IT costs. Processor utilization, you can drive System Z processors at or near 100% and sustain that. This is something you can't do with distributed systems efficiently. Capacity management upgrades, if you take a look at the small print under the Z10 on the right, you can actually activate additional cores. And one of the neat things about System Z is these cores, a lot of times, are already installed as part of the hardware. So when you want to go from 26 cores to 27 cores, it's a quick command, literally a command entered at a console, and the microcode activates another CP that's just been sitting dormant inside the processor. And that's when the customer pays for that 27th core. So you're not going out there and buying another computer and having to cable it in and then somehow integrate it into the stack that you already have. You're not increasing your footprint. So it's very, very easy to scale this architecture as the environment grows. And then software licensing is another area of benefit. It may be true that on a one-for-one basis, licensing a product on a Z core is going to be more expensive than another open system core, but we're talking about 304 cores to 26, and that's a huge difference in software costs. So that's the hardware side of consolidation. Let's take a look at the software side of consolidation. I'm on slide 8 now. And here we're talking about Z-Linux, because when we start talking about IFLs and specialty processors, we're talking about Z-Linux. And here is some key elements that you want to be sure and drive and discuss with your customers as well. Z-Linux runs under the IFL. ZVM can also run in an IFL, but that's our virtualization image. By running ZVM in an IFL, you can then activate multiple Z-Linux instances. So basically, one IFL could run 100 different Z-Linux servers, each performing a different function, print server, front-end gateway, database server, whatever you need it for. You're leveraging the security of System Z, because security is not only a software product. When we're talking about it on System Z, it's a function of the hardware. its capabilities that only System Z hardware can provide. You've got the scalability that I talked about, as well as the stability of System Z as well. So in addition to those types of elements of System Z, you also get to benefit from lower power requirements, smaller space requirements, as well as minimal application changes. This is a huge thing to consider, is that Linux itself, that operating system, also runs on distributed servers. You can put it on your computer at home, as well as any of the various distributed boxes that might be out there running. To port an application that's already configured and running on Linux over to Zlinux is minimal in terms of application overhead. There is no serious rewrite. You simply have to change a few of the I/O protocols that it uses to get to its DASD and its tape. So moving an application from Linux to Zlinux is tremendously easy from a customer perspective. So if they're looking at consolidation and they're already running Linux, then this is literally a no-brainer in terms of being able to leverage an IFL. And you also have tremendous integration with the ZOS side of the house. And there's a couple different things here in terms of the overall infrastructure and integration with ZOS that I want to talk about. And we can actually take that on the next slide. So I'm on slide 9 now. The first bullet here in terms of Zlinux offering significant advantages when considering consolidation, you want to think about the hardware technology here and some of the elements that it provides. And one of the things that I alluded to earlier was networking. And if you stop and think about your entertainment centers at home, and you think about your TV, you got a DVD player, maybe you've got satellite or cable or something like that, and just think of the cabling that connects these things together. And we're just talking about three components there. You want to watch your DVD, you got to set your TV up on one input. You want to watch cable, you set it up to another input. Think of that as networking that a customer faces in their IT environment, but multiply that by 100 components or 200 components. And you can think about all the wires and cabling and making sure that things are connected properly and how does one unit talk to another. And when that breaks, how do you figure out where the problem is? In a Z environment and in these IFLs, we can eliminate that entirely. All of that networking can be virtualized and simply be a function of the hardware so that there is no cabling. You don't have to worry about running lines when you set up a new cable or anything like that. So networking, TCP/IP, the infrastructure that all of these servers use to talk to each other, is completely handled behind the scenes within the hardware. The only cabling they need is to allow that processor to talk to other platforms that might need to get to it, so some other Windows box out there or Unix box. You can also leverage that communication not only within the IFLs that are running all these Zlinux environments, but you can also talk to back-end databases or other applications that you might be running on ZOS. So you have a very, very efficient platform for driving network communication that can be leveraged not only within Zlinux, but within ZOS as well. If you take a look at our middleware on Zlinux, we have the best middleware stack out there in terms of management solutions. Our OmegaMon components will run on Zlinux, so they can use those as a key component of their management infrastructure. Through OmegaMon, they can monitor the Zlinux environments themselves. They can monitor ZOS. They can drive automation. We have automation packages that run off-system as well as on ZOS, job scheduling packages that run off-system as well on ZOS. We have additional ZVM tools which enhance the management of those environments as well. So there's a tremendous amount of value that the IBM software stack can provide to Zlinux. Security solutions and application solutions, same thing applies there as well. So think about the key benefits that integration provides to our, customers. They've got ease of training, because as you start replicating this environment, you don't have to keep replicating your training activities. You've got common solution sets and common server platforms, common communication mechanisms. You don't have to keep retraining every time you introduce a new box. Excuse me a sec. Excuse me. Single point of control is one of the elements and value points of SMCZ. If you can integrate and override an overriding infrastructure to manage and control these environments, you can manage this from a single place, regardless of whether it's a Z-Linux environment or a ZOS environment or application that spans both. So ease of support is improved. You've got the scalability of Z, and you've got a smaller, greener footprint, and green's a good color these days. So it's definitely something that you want to talk about and reinforce with your customers. If we take a look at slide 10, and we consider a couple of the solution sets that are under the systems management umbrella. These are the things that I'm most familiar with, so I can talk about this type of stuff for hours. But a couple things just to think about is you've got Omegamon for Z Linux and ZVM, which is a core component of SMCZ. It would tie in this entire environment, hundreds of Z Linux servers running across 26 different IFLs with ZVMs running in the middle. And you've got one package, one solution that can bring all of that together on one screen. And on that same screen, you can have ZOS components as well as other non-Linux and non-Z components as well. So it truly is a single integrated vision of the environment, including this. Excuse me again. You've got your ZVM tools, and through the ZVM tools, you have a management layer that you can introduce for the environment. I'm actually getting myself a cup of water here. Sorry about that. Should have had this earlier. So we have the ZVM tools, which can also be leveraged to support this environment. They integrate into the Omegamon solutions, as well as providing a low-cost management layer in the IFL environment. And then you've got the rest of the TEP-enabled tools as well. These are native ZOS tools that are still native ZOS tools, but they plug in and support this entire platform. So even though the initial sale or the initial vision might be Z-Linux, and you might think, well, I don't get a lot of benefit from Z-Linux, bringing all this together will drive additional opportunity in traditional ZOS applications that fit into this overall framework and platform. Now, slides 11 and slide 12 kind of go into areas that I'm not as versed in. Slide 11, security management solutions that can tie into this Z Linux environment. A couple things that I do know about this that you want to keep in mind is that you're not going to have the same type of security packages that run on Z Linux, just an element of the environment and the way it is. What's key to consider when you're thinking about security in a Z Linux environment is the security provided by the application itself. So when you're trying to articulate why our middleware stack is better on Z Linux, this is one of the key differentiating values that you want to point out, is the level of security that we drive through our applications, since you don't have a central security type hub or infrastructure out there. And also, if your customers are already WebSphere customers, if they're using WAS, WebSphere Application Server, then there's a lot of security built in to that environment as they web-enable these services through WAS. They have a lot of security flexibility there. And then slide 12 is more about application management in general. You've got WAS out there and the ability to leverage SOA to deploy platforms that are or to deploy applications that are platform independent, as well as native Linux application portability. I mentioned this earlier. Moving an application from Linux to Z Linux is very, very easy from an IT perspective. We take a look at slide 13. So what are our target customers here? We're focusing on two things, the buying occasion, which is consolidation, and we're focusing on SMCZ and how we can integrate that vision into the buying occasion. Any of your customers that are looking to reduce costs, they want to reduce complexity, they want to simplify their infrastructure, they're having problems with scalability or meeting the demands of their environment, or they're having issues with availability. Maybe they're not having issues with availability as they haven't stated, but they want to improve availability. They want to stay open 24/7 instead of just 9 to 5. So that's another element where we can benefit them. pretty much any of your customers out there will fit. I'm sorry about the tickle in my throat here. Pretty much any of your customers out there can fit into this scenario. You just have to see if that's where they're thinking. Most of them probably are thinking that. If they're not, you can try nudging them along, seeing if they have questions in here. But the idea here is to recognize the buying behavior and enhance that vision with our solutions and maybe try to direct them to Z Linux and see that they understand the value and the benefit of the platform. If we take a closer look at the target audience on slide 14, all of the players in the customer's IT infrastructure are participants in this type of buying occasion. You just want to understand what type of conversation to have at what different level that you're talking to. If you're looking at if you're talking to the CTO, then they're going to consider the integration strategy. They're going to like the integration story, the ability to simplify their infrastructure, to manage their business from a business point of view with an overall integrating solution. ISV replacement can show them dollar benefits that they can see at the bottom line. If you're looking at the director IT, he's trying to meet budgets. He's worried about resources in his environment. He's going to be sensitive to outages and not meeting an SLA and maybe commitments that they might have to other operating elements within the environment. So they're going to appreciate the automation, the fact that our automation can span the enterprise, as well as alerting, single point of control, things like that. And then you've got your actual storage manager. If you're really at a lower level of the IT infrastructure, then they're probably fighting fires. They're stuck between day-to-day activities while they still have these long-term objectives that they can't get to because of all the problems. So alerting, automation, single point of control, training, these are all going to be key elements of his concerns. And all of these things can be addressed with a lot of the products and solutions that we have in terms of talking to them about SMCZ, leveraging the Z platform, and the unique characteristics of System Z. Slide 15, objection handling. That's actually a good thing. You know, what's the old saying? Selling starts at no. If they are objecting, if they are bringing out points of concern, then you've got a great opportunity to enhance their vision of the environment. Because if they have objections, it could be that they're simply restating things that our competitors are putting in their ear. So to be able to address these objections, to be able to show them more about System Z and to really show them the value that the platform offers them is a great opportunity. So you know, think to yourself, this is a good thing. If they are objecting, depending on the questions that they have or the areas of interest that they have, this is when you can start leveraging the larger IBM team that's available to support you. Whether it's me or one of my cohorts, if it's a specific solution set within the SMCZ framework that you want to articulate, if it's a hardware type question versus a software type question, this is where you want to start tying in the rest of the IBM community to help you with these types of things. And going back to John or the other resources that you might be familiar with is definitely something that you want to make sure is part of your sales process. But you want to start with the conversation. Get the conversation started, understand where they might start having concerns or questions, and then start bringing in the specialists. So again, we're back to the call to action, slide 16. First thing, learn to recognize the consolidation buying occasion. If your customer is cost conscious, if they're worried about their infrastructure, if they're having problems managing the IT environment, if they're space constrained, if scalability is a concern, all of these things, buzzwords, things you might hear in conversations, should tip you off to the fact that this is a buying occasion that you can leverage. And when you have determined that, then leverage SMCZ. Think about what SMCZ can mean to your customer in that environment. You don't have to hit them with the whole SMCZ story. Hit them with parts of it, the key parts that might affect what they're currently interested in. And then from there, let the story grow and let their interest in other components and other elements grow. and with that, so will your pipeline. With a growing pipeline, you'll make more money, and that's the idea of these calls and getting an idea of how you can instill a vision in your customer's mind that will benefit you and make it harder for your ISVs and your customer environment. So with that, I think I'll turn it back over to John for any closing comments and then questions and answers.
Thank you, Louie. That was a great job. Folks, I understand there was lots of material, and for some of you on the call today, you know, this may very well be the first time that you're seeing it or hearing about it. So as much as we want to reduce the complexity, we fully understand that it's going to take a continued review to understand our message here. The objective was not to make you a subject matter expert on Tivoli, on System Z today, but rather to help you understand that you have a significant competitive advantage in the marketplace by the nature of the fact that IBM does have a strategy for System Z customers when it comes to service management. And that we are right now, not only do we have an advantage, we have a unique capability. We're the only vendor that allows you to leverage your investment on System Z and really exploit that in your enterprise IT management from Z. So, I mean, the competitive advantages, being able to do this on a Z platform, to kind of summarize what Louie said here, the virtualizing of the networking capabilities within the hardware by being on a single platform, the communication within the IFLs as well as with databases and applications that are running on the legacy ZOS on the mainframe, our offerings with Linux middleware, and then the administrative advantages for customers with things such as a single point of control. Customers will respond very favorably to this. SMCZ was actually announced last year at Pulse, so a lot of customers have just recently been brought to their attention that we do have a unique strategy. So what the objective of the call today was, and as the first phase of our prospecting, is to help you to go out there and identify server consolidation projects in your accounts to understand that these are going on and make some footway into getting us in front of those customers to be able to have those discussions with those customers about IBM's very unique solution. We have a field of teams of subject matter experts such as your Tivoli Z specialist that have expertise on the Z platform as well as people in the SMPO organization and in the Tivoli organization that are here for you to call upon to help you. And as Louie pointed out, direct that through me. I'll be happy to get you the right resource. But what we first need to do is to be able to get out there and be having the conversations around server consolidation. What is also going to happen in 2009, which is we're working to do a little bit better job than we've done in the past, and this will involve working with your System Z team, is working with architects in the account that are having discussions that are literally platform agnostic and having them bringing you in as well as folks in STG when IFLs are sold and when new workload is being discussed in accounts on bringing workload to an IFL, bringing you into those strategy sessions as the sales representative representing the Tivoli brand as it relates to that project. So this will be a big help to you as well as getting into these discussions on server consolidation. But it's also important from a prospecting perspective that we reach out into those accounts and start building those relationships with those people that are involved in those projects. So at this time, Stephanie, why don't we open it up for questions?
Certainly, Mr. Meehan. Today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone keypad. If you are on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is off in order for your signal to reach our equipment. Again, to ask a question, press star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment to assemble the queue. As a reminder, that's star 1 to ask a question. And the first question comes from Ryan Sanders.
Hey, good morning, John. Great presentation. Quick question.
Thanks, Ryan.
Are there any other of our competitors' software that actually can monitor any of the infrastructure on Z Linux, i.e. BMC or HP?
There are competitors. CA is a competitor for a monitor for ZVM and Linux. There's also a company out there called Velocity. But they are point solutions to the Linux on Z environment, as opposed to a much grander strategy, is what we talked about here. And Louis, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, that's a key element there, is that while they can say that, yes, we monitor these environments as well, you'll actually be introducing complexity into that environment because of the way these solutions are deployed. They are point solutions. They don't tie into a larger framework. So in a sense, they can actually exacerbate the problem the customer is trying to solve.
So Ryan, that was an excellent question, as Louis points out, we want to have our eyes and ears open for those types of things, but also make sure that the customer understands that's not really the total solution and can actually create more obstacles than really provide a total solution.
Thank you.
As a reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question. And it appears we have no further questions today.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I know sometimes if you digest material, questions come up. So feel free to reach out to myself or Louis. Send us an email or look for me on the same time. I'll be happy to help you or help you put you in contact with the resources that can help further along this discussion. But I think you have a wonderful opportunity here as it relates to server consolidation and Tivoli software, the traditional, what we thought of as performance automation, as well as across all pillars. But I think the first phase is finding those server consolidations so that we can link ourselves to those projects with solutions that offer a competitive advantage. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, everybody.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.